So this Angulimala Sutta is very famous, and people with problem in delivering baby, especially those who have difficulty like Hrishikesh and all things. It is very common in India at that time, even Sri Lanka. They chant the Angulimala Sutta because the power of truth, affirmation, is very powerful. Then the other thing about this sutta is a person who has been a bandit who killed almost 1,000 living beings, no, human beings, no, not living beings. And yet in the same life can become an arahant. So why do you worry? I don't have such karma, no, I very child. No. You can be as bad as Angulimala. No. Killing almost 999. No. And yet he became arahant, understand? So when you come to cultivation, don't look down upon yourself, understand? Like towards the end, there is a Dhammapada saying, he said, this came about because Angulimala was an example. Who once was heedless, but later on is not, brightened the world like the moon set free from a cloud. His evil deeds is replaced by skillfulness. That's how he brightens the world, like the moon set free from the cloud. So whenever young monk devotes himself to the Buddha's abiding, means you all devotee, cultivator of the way, also can. When you sincerely cultivate the Buddha's teaching with faith, you also can become this. He brightens the world like the moon set free from the cloud. So the teaching is very important. So karma like Angulimala, you have to pay back. Otherwise, you cannot become arahant. So, because it's immediately effective in the sense that there is no more rebirth. So causes and conditions will arise for him to go through this. When the Buddha knew, explained to him, he said, endure, he said. If you don't endure, you will have to go down to hell and suffer for very, very long. So likewise, there were two arahants in the time of the Buddha. Immediately become arahant, they came out, they were gored to death by two animals, by the animals, I think cow or the no one. So karma, you cannot play a fool. You have to be careful. You reap what you sow. Do good begets good. Do evil begets evil. So all these manifestations will arise.